From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The severe weather that passed through central and north central Wisconsin last night has changed some schedules for high school football games. The Wausau East game at Marshfield was in a lightning delay shortly before the game began and then was postponed until today at noon. We'll have that game live for you on our sister station, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Pregame show beginning at 11:30. That'll be followed by the conclusion of the DC Everest-Wisconsin Rapids game, which was postponed starting at halftime. The game will resume at the start of the third quarter in Wisconsin Rapids. Also, Wausau West was trailing Stevens Point 14-10 with less than 4 minutes to play in Stevens Point when that game was halted by lightning. They'll finish up this morning at 10 o'clock. The Wausau-Newman-Athens game at Steam Stadium will also be played today. Stratford and Colby will kick off at 1. Medford will take on Chippewa Falls, that game at 1:30. Games that were played yesterday included Superior beating Merrill 31-7, Mosinee top Sheboygan Falls 26-12, Almond Bancroft over Williams Bay 48-12, Owen Withy knocked off Loyal 15-0, and Amherst shut out Omro 46-0. San Francisco scored three times in the first inning and never looked back, rolling over the Brewers 13-2 last night. Despite the loss, the Brewers retained their 1.5 game lead over the Cardinals in the National League Central because St. Louis lost their matchup. Mike Fiers goes for Milwaukee tonight in Game 2 of that series against Jake Peavy. That game being moved to Fox Sports Radio because of Badger football on WSAU. The Badgers taking on LSU. Pregame show for that beginning at 6 o'clock tonight on WSAU. Also, the deadline is 5 o'clock today for the Packers to reduce their roster to 53 players. As the clock approaches that time, it will be interesting to see whether Coach Mike McCarthy keeps both quarterbacks Matt Flynn and Scott Tolzien as backups for Aaron Rodgers. And Kevin Harvick starts on the pole for Sunday's NASCAR race in Atlanta. It's the sixth pole of the season for Harvick. Also, it will be the return to racing for Tony Stewart, coming back for the first time in 4 weeks. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.